Okay. Just again, for because this is a separate tape, can you just please introduce yourself and your name, your full name?
Veronica Maiti from Mandazu Home Base Camp. I'm Ngeli Manyaga. Ngeli Tumeling Manyaga. My phone number is 079-8737-628. I'm a carer.
Okay. We'll make sure that we call you after we go. It's okay. It's all right. It was meant to be funny. Okay. So what I want to ask some quite specific questions about a history, because what we're trying to do is get your stories as individuals, not just as care workers, yeah, but in the community. So can you please just tell us a little bit about, first of all, how old are each of you? When were you born?
I'm 30 years old.
You're 30 years old, okay.
Now
1978.
Yes.
Okay, so prior to 1994, before the democracy came to South Africa and Mr. Mandela was elected president and other things, what was life for you like as children here in this community? Can you just give us a indication, particularly with regards to issues that around healthcare?
Before democracy, you come to South Africa. Pupilo wele go buwa nga go lokolo ka thokong ya edi ja maphelo fela na ga le sa gola pa ga tlhalofeng ka go nyana
ke rena re re sa gola
before democracy pupilo le yo buwa kana go le ya apartheid a go lokolo ka thokong ya ja maphelo ka tlo ka tsebo ya le
o ya ka nna before democracy je ja malwetse a thobalana go tsona le HIV and AIDS di be di sona ka monna reng since mo lo fitla ndi bo crazy na ba wa deal ka gore re mera fira fira hlaka hlakala
ena ga poka since 1994 always I ba fitla malwetse ba 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 rena ba ba no ba ba re setse gore na the cause ya bolwetse ga ba re na bolwetse bo costiking go re go no ba di yo ba tlokofala e ba ira mo di kliniking balwetse ba fo go re manese ba 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 fa offer ba ba offer di tsara ka fa pana fa pana mara go le di yo motho ba sa botse bona go mo bitsa mang
before democracy do you know what she say before democracy we have never meet or see this situation of disease like HIV AIDS. Now by this time we are in democracy, we sometimes meet these diseases because we are mixed in this country. So she is what she's saying. I didn't get the second speaker what she's saying. I'll be happy if she can repeat what she said.
Okay.
So before 1994, malwetse a ba no tsena ka go bona fa pana na di TB le di ka mo ka malwetse ka go bona ga ona. A ba no tsena mara mo kwa treatment ba sa go di treatment dei hlokileng.
They were before 1994 people they were affected by different diseases and they were not getting a fair treatment to the hospital or to the clinics.
Were both of you when you were young, I mean by 1994 if I'm you're about 15 or 16 years old. So as young women, they're teenagers in school. Were both of you at that time interested in health issues in the community, or did that come much later?
Kana ke le salbo na le 15 years or 14 salmathare. Salbo skolong be le na le gahle go tjetsa maphirona. Ka pa di no tla ga di bana di le go le godi.
O gahle wa ka re bona le yo.
They were having that interest.
Yeah, same with you?
Yes.
And did what was it that when you were about to when you were in high school there, what is it that you wanted to do when you graduate, when you matriced and you got your education? What kind of job did you want to get?
Kalbel sitile go dile le kwa secondary ka pa le past matric king selebele nya ka gore le be sona le dipone le sona la le bele kra after the graduation ke selebele nya gore le sona
na ke le Veronica le be ke khanya go le nomere kwa bonese ke nya go tlokomela community. Na ke le tumeleng manyaka ka le kirele di-subject ja di-history le biology e ke gopotse re nka tla ka ba motswela ja gago ka thusa bana ba borena.
Veronica said she wanted to be a nurse and le tumeleng
dirilaoeng
social work.
Social worker.
Yes.
And Just tell us a little bit about what when things started to happen in early 1990s, 92, 93, the political changes start, the talks and things. How did you feel as young women at that point about what the future was going to hold? Were you excited? Were you looking forward to the changes that were coming? What did you expect?
Kabo 1990, after 1994.
No, but 92, 93, 94, those years when things were starting to
change. Kabo 92, 93, then you do to mo fetoga before the election. E be le thabile le bona ka re ka mosu ito le mo tama.
Be re thabile bona re ka mosu re be ka thata sa phela khatelelo nyena ra gola ka yona re khanyo ga ona mo sho mo sa go rotorela ditirelo tse ka uno go feta mengwa e fetile.
They were happy and they were believing that they will be out of the apartheid era's situation and they will get developments from the new government.
Another very time, the government was sure to show to our rocket, the government was supposed to rocket the Mutagabar name, was named to have been at the Lava for now.
They were happy because they were becoming to elect the black guy like us. So so he was going to help us and about a lot of things.
So what were the specific things in the community as young women you were at that time? What were the specific things that you were hoping would be changing in your own community?
They wish for the development from the 90s, because since she was born, Manda Suk is just like the way is it now, and then they need a lot of things like development, like technicals, because they are traveling to go into the upper areas to get like tertiary schools like that. So this democracy really must help us.
Okay, that's what you're expecting, yeah?
Would you say what? Kabo 1992.
Okay, I think maybe let me rephrase that question, because what were your dreams? What were you dreaming to do in your own, you look at your community and you say, okay, there's no gravel road, we want a gravel road. There's no, we want a better school, we want these. But as young women, what were you dreaming about was going to happen after 1994 in your own lives? For you?
You don't
ka ge le gore mohlomongwe re tloba re le mo mošong wa democracy pele ge re ya go bouta ke šomogare le rena a nke re hwetse bonnyane gore le bana ba rena ba kgone go tsena dikolo tseo tša maemo go tshwana le di-tertiary school, di-private school, a ye go tlhwa re šitse bana ka mo dikolong tša bonofase mo lobana ga gona tswela pele.
from my side, my wish it was to receive something smaller than something. I don't know. I must make follow up for, about that piece to make to receive smaller than something to help our children for getting a better future. But can I ask you if
I heard private schools. I heard
yes. To get a private school and to take to a better future for our children. So she said she was feeling that maybe if they can receive something, I don't know from where. So I just want to ask her where she was hoping it would be something from somewhere.
Okay. What I'm asking is a personal question.
Yeah.
A very personal question. What it is, not about what the community needs and all these things, but about what it is that they as individuals, as young women at that time, what their dreams were, what it is that they wanted to see in their own lives.
She was hoping for a travel again.
Civilization.
She was hoping for development civilization for her life, and then to see if he can survive in the life.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, go for it.
In the 1994-1993, if I was one of your best friends, you know, one of your girlfriends that you talk to every day, and what would you tell me were the things that were worrying you at the time? It doesn't have to be about politics or development or anything, but what were the things that were worrying you at that point?
I'll be saying to you that because of we don't have a job, and then I'm really worried about that. Because of we don't have a job, and I will be worried about that.
Okay.
And the same thing, the same question, right? And then we'll do it on the second person. If I was your best friend, what would you tell me you were excited about at the same point in time?
Let me try to. I know that when all of you women, you get together outside, we're talking about all sorts of things. I know I do with my friends as well. Yeah, you're talking about things that you want to do. Maybe I hope that this happens. This, you know, maybe it's that boy. Maybe it's this. I don't know what it is. But in that time period, 94, things were changing. Yeah, there was maybe a sense that there's good things ahead, or maybe you don't know. What kinds of things were you talking about with your friends?
Ba khona go ba le
ke bona difounu tsa rena re kgone go ja go tsena ka magaeng le metsi a go di fitlhelela ka magaeng.
We are saying if we can get electricity, if we can get cell phones and water, it will be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do want to move just a little bit closer.
Now I can say we could do more. I can do more. We could 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 do more. Pata cha bona di be di sa botse ena ga pelo wa di shopong ya bo beges for the ga o khone o sepela ka bakala di pata cha ga bona di sa sepela ga botse.
When I was sitting down with our friends, we were saying if we can get good roads, because when it's the rain, the bakeries they are not coming in to deliver the bread to our village because it will be mud. And it's also be raining. So also we are traveling when we are going to town. So we are not going to manage to go to town because of the mud and the water.
What was just out of interest for you as young at that time, you were 17, 18, 19. When I was 17, 18, 19, I like to go out with my friends and have fun, you know? You like to go and have a good time. What is there to do in this community like that? What did you were doing at the time for your social life?
So yeah, na ra be sa le munyane ba rata go tswa ba go tswa ga ba dira big joke ba ya kwa loko le na king se le ba go be kana ra be rata go se dire le go be le dintshi tsa kae go dire gala yeng
a go go tsena mo re berte tshe tsa go ntse be no ba go no di dulela ka gae ka go be o tsena di entertainment ke le gore ga ra ya ba diketla mo ntse le ba go ra ba re.
We are not going anywhere, we are just sitting because they were no entertainments.
So this is a question. The reason why I asked that question is this: do you think that because there's very little development in the community, there's no entertainment, like there's no nightclub to go to and you can hang with your friends, do you think that that's one of the reasons why there's so many problems with regards, let's say for example, someone mentioned HIV/AIDS. It only comes maybe in the 90s, you know, in the late 90s it begins to come into the community. Do you think that diseases like HIV/AIDS and all sorts of other things are linked to the lack of opportunities and other things in the community?
The answer is yes.
Why?
Kobani Muria.
Iku shabore kare lukore panaba bore naba vanchiva lbejuta ba yasisuga. Jalu patle jaga batu baga kusharwa batu bani achele tenda swa maluji amhuduku ata munoka bore.
I'm saying yes because our family, they are looking for the money. So when they are making deals, there is a promise of money. So they are just agreeing in case of money. So they are getting affected because of they are looking for money. The promise.
Everyone at the entertainment, Momutsi, was one lady for you saw Kalidi in that one woman of which one. Ka thukong ya tsa thobalano le ding o bo ka sa bile go bula mmuto ka ba di entertainment di tloba ile tse ile gore di tse ding tshe re tlo re entertainer mo go feta gore go mongana ke tlo go ja ke tsene ga entertainment ene ya thobalano e le gore ga se yone se re malotsi a go feta.
If we were having the entertainments, so this issue of this entertainment of bed, we can't just talk about it every day or every time, because we'll be going to watch soccer or to play soccer or rugby or softball. So because there is no entertainment, we are thinking about bed.
That's exactly what I was thinking might be the case, and I'm glad, I appreciate you saying it. We shouldn't be ashamed of saying these things because they happen. You know, they happen. So let's get on to after you started, you left school in the 1994, things began to change. Did you see any positive changes in the community in your own lives during from like say 94 to 2000? That years, those 6 years there.
Did you see
positive changes happening as a result of the 94?
Le kaka na na kwa nini for any duto mo change kito mufu musa kona je woods jiri wone wodi dria kadi change shi juna kona jiri wone wodi change shi kama kwa nini after 94.
Wa.
Nothing? Absolutely nothing?
Now, more than a few hours. Now, when I've won a little bit of a deal or so on, I go for one as a one and I come across that.
There is no new changes in this village.
You would agree?
In that one of Snatch Petro, God let me bend the creed or whatever Palama Jacob or Navana Bagabon who married Savarek.
There is no changes, even if there is a mines, they are not employing the local people, they are employing the people from outside.
Okay, we'll come to the mine just now. So, in your own, what you're saying is that you haven't seen any kind of changes. For example, this hospital clinic and other things, that you didn't see this as a positive development, this was here for a long, long time and it's gone down.
Things went down because it was the hospital and it's been changed, now it's a clinic, and they take this hospital to the tarot because they are afraid for this gravel roads. They don't want to use it.
So earlier when I asked you about 1994 and you said maybe you were thinking things were going to be good because a black man was coming. So Mandela comes, the whites are kicked out, no more apartheid. Yeah. Now we've got control of the government, things, it's our people, that's things are going to be. Now you're telling me, hey, after 1994, things go like this, there's no change now. Who do you think is responsible for what has not happened in the community?
And then I want to get democracy, and then we really fast in this process. I was thinking, I want to run my caravan.
Our
government and our president, they are responsible. Also to the premier of Limpopo, he's responsible, and then he's aware that they are mining now at our areas, but they don't want to come to see how the mines are working with the communities. And also the state president, he must come to visit these villages than hearing at the news, reading at the newspaper, at the TV, at the radio. He must come to see these people how they are living.
Would you agree? You agree?
I'm saying if this government can be taken by the white people, because in the past they were thinking about us, they were doing good things now for us. So yeah, I think it would be good.
Okay. I'm not so sure it has to do with the color of one's skin, but yeah. that's if that's your opinion, that's fine. So what I want to now ask you is, now in this community, the biggest thing that seems to have happened in the last 7 years is the arrival of the mine, Modikri. Yeah, it comes in 2000, 2001. Yeah, and then everybody's saying, ah, the mine is going to bring jobs, the mine is going to bring money, the mine is going to do this, these kinds of things. As women here, not as businessmen, not as workers that are there, but as women, how did you see what when the mine came? What did you expect? What did you see?
When they were coming, we were saying we'll be out from the poverty, and then our family, they will be working, and also as a women, we'll be getting the work in the mine, but that is not taking place.
And why do you think that that's not taking place?
We are saying that because we have never employed, and then we have taken the decision of volunteer to be the volunteers.
Yeah, no, I understand that it hasn't happened, but I'm asking more the question as to why you think the mine, clearly, we have Patrice Motsepe, yeah? The African Rainbow Minerals, he owns part of that mine with Anglo-American. He's a very wealthy, wealthy man. He's black. He's black economic empowerment. He said, but you know, this, it's good. He comes and he meets the Hoshis, yes, the chiefs, and he says, we will give to the community 1, 2, 3, 4. We will give all these things. But why do you think that's not happened, even with all of this saying the promises?
It's because of Patrice. Because when they arrive in Mandasuk, they have made it the promises before they can start to mine. But they've promised us the stadium, a lot of things, water and development in general. So even today, they have never met a single one of that promises. And they don't want to visit to this village anymore.
Can I ask a question?
And how do you think that the arrival of the mine and the workers has affected you? Now you've been working since 2001, yes? As volunteers?
Yes.
In your experience, in your work as volunteers, as home care, how has the arrival of the mine and the workers affected your work?
So old man jilwa bere ke wa le mowe di amane gwang le mmere go lo dira
Has it made it? Well, yeah. Do you understand the question?
Yeah, you want to know, there is the after the mine arrive and the people, there's a lot of people, there is the changes.
Changes in health, for example.
Yes.
Has the HIV AIDS rate
gone
up? Mm-hmm. Has there been more problems with your own work, the work that you do as carers?
Yeah?
Yes,
things are on high now. The rate of HIV AIDS is on high, and the crime also is on high because there is the people from outside of this village, and then others they are not working, they are just sitting, and then others they are working, and that is why there is the things on high.
Nako ya ka nna ke bona malwetse a kwe a goletse godimo ena le taba e phapano ka gae e tloga e lebale ka gore e tloga e atile ka gore bontsho jwa bona batho ba jwa kwa golo ba hirisa ka mono magaeng a borena mafelelong ba fetsa ba re jeje basadi ba rena ka mono gae re ne re le banna ke mokana ke tabe yang gore le malwetse a napa a ata ka mokana ga gore.
Yes, things are on high now because of, we experienced the issue of the family violence because of the people who are from out of this village, because they don't have the place where they are staying, and then they bought to us, and then we are staying with them, but at the end they are taking our wives, so from our side, so there is the problem, and the rate of HIV is also is on high.
Do you find that in your work in the last 3 years as the volunteers, as the carers, that the community knows a lot about the diseases, whether it's HIV AIDS, whether it's tuberculosis, whether it's diarrhea and dysentery or whatever? In other words, do you think the health education in the community is high, low, or I'm trying to do it in a very ask the question in a very simple way.
Yeah. Thuto ya mmereko le o dirago ya malwetse kapa mmereko ka re saleke ngwaga e fetile o sa le thoma go bereka batho ba tse ba tseba ka go fetela ka malwetse kapa ka malwetse a le go gona na. Yes, they know.
And how do they know? Because of your work?
Ba tseba ka lebaka la mmereko le o dirago. Yes.
So you think that your own work has been very effective in helping the community control the diseases and the health issues?
Yes?
You would agree?
Yes, they want the people to know. If there is something rushed to you, you must know that maybe it can be this disease, and then I must run to the nearest clinic or the hospital.
The other day, yesterday, which was today's Friday, I think it was Tuesday, we went all the way to the other end of that side of Mandashoek, and we went to the place where people collect some water from that place. And we took some pictures, and they were talking about typhoid. How big a problem is that in the work that you do, this typhoid, this water, drinking bad water?
So, but
So malwetse a bo typhoid, malwetse a mangana a mets le le kopana le ona.
Re kopana le ona. And re fa re ba lemosa re ba botsa gore ge ba e ga nwa metsa a gare ka modidileng ba re go fitlha ka gae ba bedisi ba tshe dijiki ka bona.
Yes, we do face or meet that situation of the typhoid, and then we are also trying to tell them about the water, that they must boil it before they can use the water.
Can you give me any information, or can you give us any information? There's something in medical terms that's called the infant mortality rate. Have you heard about that? Infant mortality. It means how many children, usually under the age of 5, die before they reach the age of 5. What is it like in this community? Is the infant mortality rate high? Do lots of children die before they reach 5 years old, and why do they do so? From your work and your experience.
Mortality rate. So it's not on high, it's slow.
So nutrition in this community, how do you think, a lot of it is about nutrition. Do you think most people here are getting enough to eat? Good things to eat?
No, you don't have enough.
And what are people eating? What are they? Why are they not getting enough?
But why must I go to the yoji jeligane?
Aba balance diet ya bona ka bakala go hloka mashile.
Ma?
Aba balance diet ka bakala go hloka mashile.
Aba balance diet. They are not balancing diet because of shortage of money.
So what are people mostly eating?
But how much was very very young, and
she? Ja bushwa jwa mabele ka morogo. Na mari bona ka swele.
Sometimes when we do the visit, as we are there volunteers, we found the other family that in the morning, since they've wake up in the morning, they've never eat something in their stomach. So people really, they're suffering.
Okay. We're just going to last two or three questions I wanted to ask for this interview. Do you think that you're working here in this clinic, you're volunteering, you're going out and doing these things. What is your opinion of the work of the Department of Health, both at the local municipality and the province, in terms of what they're trying to do to meet the needs of the people's healthcare needs? Not the other issues, but the healthcare.
Because they were giving us the food parcels, and now they don't give us the food parcel anymore, because since they've been the president, they're giving us the 200 rats. So they must go back to the food parcels, and the people, they will get something to eat.
So do you think the Department of Health, whether or is it the local, or is, what is it that you think that they need? You said that you think they need to come and visit the community and see for themselves. But if someone was to ask you, what do you think are the two most important things that can be done for the health of this community, what would you say? The two most important things that need to be done for the health of this community in Mandasu.
for community members to get to Bumia, Jamapi, the one I can get you in, Jim Gadiro, Jim Pete. Only two.
Or three. If you want three, that's fine. Two or three. This the top ones. What do you think is the most important thing that needs to be done for the health of this community?
For a community, you don't know that that we are happy.
Yeah, you know, we got Jirela, we got Tiela Mezi, ah, Isuru Abezi, ah, Yipombi, we got Abakwanale.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, we got Tiela Mezi. Vandiyali shikati ni nyana rukunu tukashitemi rukunu shivaga mga ya kubwa nakarubu kabaka huu.
Okay, don't worry about translating.
Okay.
Na iwe kiri wana ba jira wa buka hundu ya warukuru ba riyala wa swana li mwili waru ba ka riyala li mwili ka pakancha uja daily. Mwa wali waru kukwana ese volunteer. Rakhona mo ile re ka khona go ka apela di offense tsa rena tsa go ya mo mafelong a nne se mo ile re motho ka supply wa jamo that is a volunteer tsa re khoma go apela di offense tsa rena tsa go ya mo.
First, because that if we can get the water and the place where we can make the garden to make some
vegetables.
Yeah, vegetables and others. Then we can try to feed ourselves. And then the second speaker said, if we can get the place where we can, government, they can help us to cook for the our orphans every day where they can get food.
Okay. Thank you very much. We much, very much appreciate you talking to us. Thank you. Thanks. And thank you all for taking time to come and be with me. We very much appreciate your things. I thought that it would be just nice to get, if you can put a...